Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 133 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. To recap the year that was and look ahead to 2019, CJHL President Brent Ladd. Brent, welcome to the show and Happy New Year, my friend.
Same to you and hey, all listen, your listeners.
Yeah, let's look back first before we look ahead because we owe it to the people of Humboldt. It's been nearly 9 months since the tragic accident involving the Humboldt Broncos that claimed 16 lives. More than $15.1 million was raised and donated to the GoFundMe campaign that was created after the crash. It was one of the online platform's most successful campaigns ever. How special was it to see people from all over Canada as well as all around the world come together to support these people at this very tragic event?
Yeah, I think it shows the power of the game itself. And, you know, I think earlier after the accident, I commented that it was a tragedy that really went beyond the arenas and the game itself and spilled into the parking lots and the communities, not only in Canada, but throughout North America and then eventually the world. And I think it resonated with, you know, a lot of parents that put kids on buses, even from a young peewee age, going to hockey games or soccer games or whatever. And I think people felt a lot of compassion for that community and that hockey team. And I think it reflected in the donations.
It was pretty amazing. Listen, in conversation with CJHL President Brent Ladd, with mostly new faces in the Humboldt Broncos this season, the team's putting together a real solid season. They've won over 60% of their games. Is this just another factor that shows the resiliency of the community and the team in general, what could happen when the community rallies?
Well, I think it's a question of the community. The league rallied to support the team, too, by providing players, you know, after the tragedy to get them started for this season. And, I think all of that in a small way grew into a large contribution. They got a tremendous coaching staff that they've assembled there. And I think it's all, sort of coming to fruition. And I think it's one of those stories where, you know, I think the whole country's behind that hockey team.
Which is amazing. It's amazing what's gone on. Let's talk international hockey now. Another successful World Junior A Challenge. Canada held off the Czech Republic for a 3-1 win in the bronze medal game. So between Canada West and Canada East, our country's picked up 16 medals at the World Junior A Challenge since the tournament started in 2006. Give me a brief comment on how far you've seen this event go in terms of the profile and also showcasing the Junior A talent across this country.
Well, with the event itself, we've had tremendous assistance both from Hockey Canada and the National Hockey League. And the quality of the players, I think, that have come to the event and the profile of the event through those players has grown tremendously. I think this year up in Bonnyville, we were up in the 200-plus area of NHL scouts that attended to watch the games. And looking back just on this past week, I don't think I've seen a single World Junior A Challenge that was dominated as much as this one was with goaltenders. There's some tremendous goaltending within the tournament itself, and again some high profile players, a couple of whom we might see at Christmas time within the in the World Junior Championships in Vancouver. So I think, you know, that's the major contribution, major focus, the players that are going on to professional careers. And then the community support we've received for hosting the event. And next year we're going to be in Dawson Creek, a community that doesn't have a CJHL team. But given the profile of the CJHL, I think in this event in particular, they've reached out and wanted to host it. They've had tremendous success with other Hockey Canada events. So we're looking forward to being in Dawson Creek this time next year.
It's amazing the talent that's coming out of the CJHL now. You got 19 players that are on the NHL Central Scouting Players to Watch list for 2019. That number just keeps going up year after year after year. Do you find it easier to recruit players into the league when you can use that as something to say, hey, this is the kind of recognition this league is getting now?
Yeah, I think the players that go on and to higher levels, and whether it's professional, NCAA hockey, the CHL, those players are probably our best selling mechanisms for drawing players into the program. And It's always a challenge. I don't say it ever gets easy, but I think the quality of the programs in a number of the communities is helping tremendously, the quality of the coaching that the kids are being provided with, and the administrative structure, you know, from the league levels down has done a lot to improve the image of the league. I think we're in a good place. We can't get complacent, but we're in a very good place doing a lot of stuff, not only on the ice, but away from the arena as well.
Which brings me to my next question. Give me a little peek and give our audience a little peek behind closed doors. You're in there in the meetings where you say you don't want to be complacent. You also always want to be pushing forward. What kind of things can we look forward to from the league in the next couple of years?
Well, just taking a small step backwards, if we could, we've just approved two programs, what I call off-ice programs. One, the Grand Slam program, which is a tutorial program for all the players in the CJHL that they can access tutorial assistance for their schoolwork 24/7 online or by phone. And we also signed an agreement with HeadCheck Health to be able to monitor the health of our players through the concussion app that provides teams with better access to information, even with player trades and that. So those are off-ice things. And I think some more of the stuff that's coming together with respect to off-ice in-stat monitoring that, you know, is a very revolutionary way of looking at player stats on ice and all things that maybe the fans aren't exposed to on a day-to-day basis, but are being undertaken by the CJHL to make the player experience much better than it is.
It's amazing the network that you guys have put together across the country because your teams are so far spread out. How difficult a task and a challenge is that to keep it all together when you're literally from coast to coast to coast in this country with this league?
Well, you know, the league does have diversity, and in terms of the you know, the geographic footprint, there's different challenges in different areas. But I give a lot of credit to the individual, the 10 commissioners that look after those leagues individually. It's like having on-site monitoring, and then they're very quick to get back to the you know, the larger group if there's unique problems that are developing that we should be alerted to, and a pretty comprehensive. Thought process that goes into trying to make sure that in every case we address individual problems for the good of the larger group. And and I think, you know, again, that reflects back on the individual commissioners in those leagues who look at the big picture rather than the small picture.
Well, I got to hand it to you. The CJHL has become an incredible option for players who are developing their talent, not only to go to school, but also to take the next step in the National Hockey League as well. This league has come a long way, Brent. Congratulations on that. Well done in 2018, and we'll look forward to 2019.
Thank you, Gino. Thank you for all your support. And again, Happy New Year to all your listeners.
Happy New Year to you. That was CJHL President Brent Ladds, and that wraps up this week's and this year's CJHL Reports, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.